Armed man receives misdemeanors for posing as federal agent at RFK Jr. event. An armed man accused of posing as a federal marshal at an event attended by Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was charged with misdemeanors, according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. Adrian Paul Ispiro, 44, was initially booked on a felony gun charge September 15 and is being held on $35,000 bail, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Inmate Information Center. According to the Office of the City Attorney, he is charged with carrying a loaded firearm, carrying a concealed firearm, and impersonating an officer, which all carry misdemeanors. A spokesperson for the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office told the Epoch Times none of conduct violated felony statuses, which is why, after review, the case was referred to the City Attorney's Office. At the time of the arrest, Mr. Kennedy was scheduled to speak at the Wilshire Ebel Theater, located at 4401 West 8th Street in Los Angeles, to celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month during the event that ran from 4 to 8 p.m. According to the Los Angeles Police Department, a call was received at 4:30 p.m. reporting a male in front of the event venue with a badge on lapel, a gun, and a shoulder holster, and claimed to be a U.S. Marshal, a spokesperson told the Epoch Times. Mr. Ispiro was arrested at 4:40 p.m. by officers from the LAPD's Wilshire Division Station with FBI on the scene. Police said Mr. Ispiro claimed to be employed for the event, but wasn't recognized by Mr. Kennedy's security team. In photos provided to the Epoch Times, he could be seen being held by police officers in handcuffs with the letters EMS inscribed on the back of his shirt. Less than 2 miles from the event, Mr. Kennedy's father, then Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was assassinated in 1968 during his presidential campaign at a hotel on Wilshire Boulevard in present-day Koreatown. Mr. Kennedy thanked his security team and police for their prompt response in handling the situation and ensuring his safety the same day in a social media post. "I'm very grateful that alert and fast-acting protectors from Gavin DeBecker and associates spotted and detained an armed man," he wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter. The man, wearing two shoulder holsters with loaded pistols and spare ammunition magazines, was carrying a U.S. Marshal badge on a lanyard and belt clip federal ID. "He identified himself as a member of my security detail." Armed GDBA team members moved quickly to isolate and detain the man until LAPD arrived to make the arrest. "I'm also grateful to LAPD for its rapid response." Requests for protection. In July, Mr. Kennedy said his request for Secret Service protection as a presidential candidate was denied by the Department of Homeland Security. "Since the assassination of my father in 1968, candidates for president are provided Secret Service protection," Mr. Kennedy wrote on X, "but not me." According to U.S. law, under 18 U.S.C. 3056A, the U.S. Secret Service is tasked to provide protection to major presidential and vice presidential candidates and, within 120 days of the general presidential election, the spouses of such candidates. The Secretary of the Department for Homeland Security, currently Alejandro Mayorkas, is tasked with identifying major candidates in a presidential race in consultation with the Speaker of the House, the House Minority Leader, the Majority and Minority Leaders of the Senate, and one additional member selected by the other members of the committee, which as a whole isn't answerable to the incumbent president. DHS has yet to comment on its decision. Mr. Kennedy called for the Biden administration to provide protection again in early August, after one of Ecuador's presidential candidates, Fernando Villavicencio, who vowed to fight corruption in the country, was assassinated. After Mr. Kennedy's father was assassinated, the U.S. Secret Service expanded its protection coverage to presidential and vice presidential candidates, according to its website. Following the September 15 incident, Mr. Kennedy wrote on X, "I'm still entertaining a hope that President Biden will allow me Secret Service protection."